Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
This is an update from the 1010 Wind Storm Center.
Well, we're going to get wet big time today thanks to Tropical Storm Fay. Let's get the latest now from AccuWeather. Here's meteorologist Dave Samuel.
Yeah, rain has spread across the city. It's heading northward across the rest of the tri-state now. We'll see the rain pick up in intensity through the afternoon. The wind not too bad just yet out of the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour, but that wind will be ramping up this afternoon. We'll have high winds of 40 to 50 miles per hour in gusts later this afternoon into this evening. That's during the height of the storm. Then we'll probably have the heaviest rain around that time as well. Can't even rule out an isolated tornado. There will be some thunderstorms forming within the circulation of Fay, and all that spin could lead to an isolated tornado. So some rough weather out there through the afternoon and the evening. We'll see much improvement then later tonight into the rest of the weekend. A steam bath, though, expected in the wake of Fay. We'll keep you updated all afternoon on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
Mayor de Blasio is keeping an eye on the storm.
So far, knock on wood, I think the impact on the city will be pretty limited, but we take it seriously always. We always watch carefully when we know there's a weather problem. So we expect heavy rain today, lasting into early tomorrow. We expect some pretty heavy winds.
The mayor says this storm will certainly hurt local restaurants who must now rely on serving outdoors only. You may not feel like venturing out with all the rain today, but if you want to go to the mall, some are open in our area and the areas around the city that are in phase four of reopening.
You can once again shop till you drop, but there will be fewer hours to do it. There are rules now, and the fashion statement of the day will be the mask you must wear. And at Roosevelt Field Mall, that's all good to Dahlia.
It does make some sort of normalcy, but as long as people are safe, because at the end of the day, because the mall is open doesn't mean that coronavirus is no longer in existence.
And that's why every mall must have an improved HVAC or air filtration system. Simon knows all about that.
That filters out, supposedly, any of the virus or effects that will spread the virus.
So the rules are wear a mask, stay 6 feet apart, and the stores can't be overcrowded. There can only be half as many customers as before the pandemic started. In most cases, the malls will be open only from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Some of the weekend hours may be even less than that. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds at Roosevelt Field on Long Island.
When Congress created the Paycheck Protection Program, it was designed to help smaller businesses and nonprofit groups with fewer than 500 employees. But the payout figures reveal some surprises.
An Associated Press analysis of federal data released this week has found the U.S. Roman Catholic Church received at least $1.4 billion in federal coronavirus aid, but the total may have reached or exceeded $3.5 billion. That's because the AP figures appear to be an undercount. The Diocesan Fiscal Management Conference, which is an organization of Catholic financial officers, surveyed members and reported about 9,000 Catholic entities received loans. That is nearly three times the number of Catholic recipients the AP was able to identify. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The analysis found the New York Archdiocese was a major beneficiary, receiving loans worth $28 million to pay the salaries of its top executives. This news comes one day after the Archdiocese revealed that it will not reopen 20 schools due to a lack of money. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops issued a statement saying the inclusion of faith groups in the PPP was a matter of fairness, but some legal experts see a troubling precedent given the separation of church and state. University of Virginia law professor Micah Schwartzman says the treatment of faith groups goes beyond fairness by giving them preferential treatment. The latest retailer to file for bankruptcy protection is the United States branch of Muji, the home goods chain from Japan. It plans to close some of its unprofitable stores and renegotiate rents at others. It has 18 locations, including stores in New York City. The parent company has more than 900 stores around the world. Hedge fund billionaire Steve Cohen is reportedly the leading contender to buy the Mets. Fox Business says Cohen has offered $2 billion for the team and $2 billion for SNY-TV. A group led by Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez has reportedly offered $1.7 billion for the team. Cohen originally was prepared to pay $2.6 billion for the team alone, but walked away in February. Sources tell the Post that Mets COO Jeff Wilpon would prefer to sell the team to Lopez and Rodriguez, but they'll have to come up with more cash. Yesterday was the deadline for suitors to make their opening offers. It's no secret that most businesses are struggling amid the pandemic, but coronavirus could spell the death knell for so many minority and women-owned businesses in the city. Controller Scott Stringer's office surveyed 500 of them. 85% said they won't be able to survive another 6 months with their current cash on hand. 30% said they won't make it through another 30 days. The analysis also found that 60% of these businesses had competed for COVID-related city contracts and were not able to make contact with the city. Only 10 reported they'd actually received a contract. Stringer has announced new transparency and accountability measures in the contract registration process. Tri-state elected officials have been complaining for some time that they need help from Washington to cover lost revenue and the added cost of dealing with the pandemic. So far, Congress has not taken action. But you may have to yourself in the form of new taxes. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has raised the issue.
So would this be in a form of a gas tax again, or maybe boost the sales tax, income tax, or even property taxes? In a state where it already has the highest property taxes in the country? Well, the governor says something has to give. The coronavirus devastation of the economy has to be recovered somehow. Phil Murphy on Bloomberg Television.
We will have to borrow money. This is not either or, it's and both. And we'll probably have to put some revenue raisers on the table as well as we develop our next budget.
Those revenue raisers, taxes, needed to make up billions and billions in lost revenues because of the pandemic. We're talking new taxes here at the 7-Eleven this morning.
We pay the highest property taxes. It's a lot of money.
This is really seriously happening.
Every tax is a pain.
Unbearable.
Not good. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Fort Lee.
At his daily briefing this morning, the mayor talked about the rise in shootings in the city and steps being taken to prevent another weekend of gun violence.
Starting tonight, you're going to see a combination of things happening. Yes, of course, increased NYPD presence at hotspots, at key locations, more patrol officers on foot, in vehicles, but also more community presence, because that is the key to this.
The mayor says as part of the Take Back the Block initiative, community leaders will walk the streets with police officials to show common cause, and there will be clergy and faith-based outreach. The focus will be in hotspots on more than 20 streets and at NYCHA developments. Last weekend, over the 4th of July holiday, there were 37 shootings with 56 victims.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.